8:40 right now, 55 KRCD Talk Station. Beautiful morning out there. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday. Brian Thomas here. Glad to be, especially we get to show how much KRC cares. And today, one of the awesome doctors from UC Health, and I really enjoy talking to these physicians, Dr. Tanya L. Dixon. She is an assistant professor of orthopedic surgery, is a member of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, J. Robert Gladden Orthopedic Society, and the Ruth Jackson Orthopedic Society. She achieved her medical degree from Meharry Medical, which is in Nashville, residency training at UC Medical Center in the orthopedic surgery area, and then a fellowship at Massachusetts General Hospital for foot and ankle surgery. She has got some skills when it comes to your problems with the feet and ankles. Welcome, Dr. Dixon. It's a pleasure to have you in studio.
Thank you, Brian. It's good to be here.
So you were doing foot and ankle surgery at Harvard after you where you completed your fellowship. Why come here to University of Cincinnati? I mean, you got one of these highfalutin big kind of deals going on at Harvard.
It's too expensive in Harvard.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? All right, fair enough. I learned that. We lived in Chicago, my wife and I, for 8 years. We moved back here, took a lower pay, and had a massively increased standard of living.
Oh, yes.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
But having, you know, done my residency here, I absolutely loved and fell in love with Cincinnati.
It's a great town, isn't it?
It is. It is. My husband and I were pleasantly surprised our 5 years here, so why not come back?
That's awesome. I am so pleased. And, of course, we get the benefit of having such a great doctor working here at UC Health to help you with your feet and ankle problems, which we're talking about today. Sports injuries, is this what most of it is, or am I missing a broader thing?
No, it's actually not. It's most of my injuries come in are those who are just walking down the stairs or walking down the street and, you know, you roll your ankle. I mean, how many of us have done that?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it a simple thing to injure your foot that way, or are we in such declining health, generally speaking, that our feet are going out on us? You know what I'm thinking? Like, for example, we do seem to have a bit of an obesity problem in this country, and I'm wondering if that contributes to foot and ankle injury.
I mean, it does, but I think it's just easy, you know, for us to just roll our foot when you're, you know, take a misstep and, you know, you step off the curb wrong and your foot's not planted right. It's so easy to do. And, you know, you can break a metatarsal. You could sprain your ankle. You can even break your ankle that way.
Huh. All right. Well, I was thinking it's going to be okay. Well, then I guess what I'm drawing from that, Dr. Dixon, is there's not a whole hell of a lot we can do about avoiding it, because we're all going to screw up at some point unless we're very consciously minding every single step with just pure focus on our feet. That roll type injury can happen anytime, any place.
Yes.
And it's not like don't smoke and you won't get cancer. There's no, you're not to say don't do this and you're not going to break your foot.
Correct.
Well, that sucks.
I know.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
But because it is such a common thing and you see it a lot, do tell that there's some better treatments that are out there for it these days. And we're getting some developments in treating feet. I mean, it seems to me like when the horse breaks his ankle, you have to put it down. We don't have to suffer through that.
No, thankfully not. And, you know, our procedures for treating whatever ailment that may happen from such one of these injuries is, you know, tried and true. I think where our biggest advances are is treating arthritis in our foot and our ankle. Believe it or not, you do get arthritis in, say, your big toe or your ankle joint, and our ankle replacements are improving. You know, a lot of people don't know you can do an ankle replacement.
I don't think I've ever heard of that before today. That does not sound fun at all.
I mean, it's a little bit of a, you know, recovery process. But once you get through it, you know, people are so happy. Good pain reliever, maintain your range of motion of your joint. So,
Isn't there more than one type of arthritis?
There is. You can have osteoarthritis. You can have arthritis from an injury, so post-traumatic arthritis, which is what I see a lot of in the foot and ankle.
So after the roll break problem, and then down the road, you end up having an arthritis problem.
Exactly.
Oh, goody. That's built into it then. Now, well, we'll take a pause here, because I'm just wondering whether there's some, you know, exercises, therapy, some things we can kind of do to maintain our feet health, and also have some other, obviously, foot and ankle related. 8:49 right now, 55 KRCD Talk Station. Brian Thomas here with Dr. Tanya L. Dixon. She's with the Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Division over at UC Health. I can give you the information there. Just go to UCHealth.com for more information. And if you want to see one of the orthopedic specialists and the sports medicine specialists at UC, here's the number. It's 475-8690. I'll give you that number again before we end this segment. Dr. Dixon, I was just thinking, you mentioned that most of the foot and ankle problems you see are just really just kind of, whoops, I rolled my foot and, you know, hurt my foot kind of thing. We can't avoid them necessarily. But she's going to reveal the secret to long-term foot health. She's going to give you one exercise to do, she tells all her patients. We'll learn about that in a minute. But before we get there, I wanted to say I'm happy I'm a man. I have never been obligated to or felt the need to wear ridiculous shoes that look painful. I mean, spectator pumps, seriously? I mean, those things, we like the way they look, you know, but I mean, gosh, you do that to yourself. Those cannot be good for people's feet. There's no way. Tell me.
I mean, no, it's not, because what happens is you're smashing your foot into a small tight space so that you can be prone to bunions, Morton's neuromas, which is a nerve issue that can be painful as well as cause numbness and tingling in your toes. So there is some consequences to wearing those cute shoes.
Yeah, Jimmy Choo charged you $5,000 for them. Next thing you know, we got to go see the doctor because you ruined your feet. What the hell's wrong with this equation? I don't know. Again, glad to be a guy. Look what I got on. Little slip-ons. Great.
Comfortable.
All right. Now, but there's a balance that can be struck, though. I mean, do you ever just say women should not wear high-heeled shoes for good foot health? But, I mean, just don't wear them all the time. Is there really any medical guidance for that, or are they just a bad thing?
I know they look
I don't want to get you in trouble with the women in the audience. I really don't, but...
No, I tell patients, you know, to wear what's comfortable. So, you know, try not to smash your foot in. You know, if you can get a wider one, then you're going to be, you know, it's going to be better for your foot. But hey, they're going to do what they want to do.
Fashion dictates.
It does. I'm one who doesn't. I go for looks, meaning pain free, and not for how it looks on my foot. I like comfort.
Well, Wildlife, that song from, who was it? Tupelo Honey. What's his name? Van Morrison.
What was it? Nice.
All the girls walk by dressed up for each other. See, the women are dressing for the women, right?
Okay, it's true.
That's why you're wearing the shoes. It's not lost on us.
Hey, you see what I'm wearing.
All right. I know. Comfortable. Dr. Dixon has the answer to the key to a lifetime of foot health, and she's going to let you know what this exercise is, and it involves the Achilles tendon.
Yes. So as we get wiser, our calves get tighter, and it leads to foot problems such as...
She's so delicate about that. As we get wiser.
It leads to increased stress in the front of the foot. So if we stretch our calves, it will help with our plantar fasciitis. It will help with our Achilles tendonitis. And it help with, you know, these other forefoot injuries or ailments, as I call them. So what you do is you get on a stair or a step safely, because I don't want any falls and get hip fractures, and drop your heels and hold this, you know, as comfortable as you can for 30 seconds, three times a day, and work your way up to holding it 2 minutes, three times a day.
All right. So this is just the relaxing of the Achilles heel. I'm thinking, you know, as my foot goes down, my heel's dropping, I'm keeping my legs straight. Now,
correct.
Is this also the exercise part where I stand up on my toes to exercise, or is it just the stretch we're looking at? Because he just said calf raises, and that sounds like something different than what you're saying, which
correct.
Is just a stretch.
Correct. You can do the calf raise prior to it, but the most important thing is the stretch.
Okay. And the goal ultimately is to be able to hang there in that stretch mode for 2 minutes, three times a day.
Correct.
And that is the key.
That is the key.
To health. To foot health.
To foot and ankle health.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen, right here in the 55 KRC Morning Show. You start doing that, you're not going to have to see the doctor for all these foot problems. And aside from the foot and ankle problems you mentioned, what else is your typical day typically include? I mean, I know you do surgeries to correct problems.
Yes. But it also includes clinics. So that's where I get to meet my patients. You'll come in and see me, get some x-rays to see what sort of bony pathology may be contributing to your pain. And then come in and we sit down and talk, and then I'll do an examination on you to figure out what exactly is going on.
Fantastic. Dr. Tanya Dixon, another great doctor at UC Health. Again, if you have any problems in that particular area of your world, the feet, the ankles, got sports injury, maybe you just broke it like everybody else did, walking around, minding your own business, UCHealth.com for more information, or call 513-475-8690. That's 513-475-8690, and you can get an appointment with an orthopedics and sports medicine specialist just like Dr. Dixon. Dr. Dixon, thanks for coming in studio and talking with us today, and thank you for revealing the secret to good foot health.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks
for
having me, Brian.
Keep those Achilles tendons all stretched out, folks.
Yes.
You're more than welcome. I look forward to seeing you again real soon.